of pay on this job. Started working and forget about it. Hello, fucking good job.
Now, four little chillins.
Just talking shit.
So,
check this out. This is funny as shit.
I used to run with the brothers. So there was Norris Evans.
I can't fucking travel.
Okay. Norris Evans. Ryan. That's little daddy. And this guy named Floyd. He thought he was sophisticated brother from California. Alright, check this out. I'm gonna tell you this funny shit. And then there was my man Bill Olds. He was an old bald-headed guy with no teeth. And then there was Jimmy Griffin. Alright, now Jimmy Griffin was my best friend for a while, for like a period of 8-10 years. And Jimmy Griffin was, I'm gonna get rich, and he come up with hustles.
Is he a white boy?
No, my brother.
Who's our brother? He's a brother, okay.
Now Bill Holes, he's old, bald, bald-headed motherfucker. Now, I baptized his daughter, so I'm grandfather to his daughter.
Oh, okay.
But he was a ladies' man, he wanted white women. She's married to a black lady, nice lady, Charisse. She was a nurse, she was really a nice lady. I used to like her a lot. I used to feel bad because Bill would tell me all the secrets, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I'll catch the stories.
That's okay.
So, then we have Floyd Tweet. His last name is Tweet. T-H-W-E-A-T. Sweet. Okay. Now, Floyd Tweet came from California. Man, he's a brilliant guy. But he was, you know, he had some college. He had a lot of college. He was actually a pretty intelligent guy. However, he thought he was a cut above the rest of the brothers. Okay? He came in one day. I am not lying to you. He came one day with the motherfucking cape, a black cape, and a cane, and a little hat. So he walked into the office. And then the fucking niggas went, God damn, no fucking.
I can't.
He called him a cop. So black, you know.
I fucking passed his car. Shit.
We went nuts, man. You got black, you know, motherfucker. Right, we just. Yeah, you ain't got no sophistication.
Yeah, I got no sophistication.
No, you got no class. Fucking niggas are going crazy, man. I went laughing. I mean, like that, like you were laughing.
Yeah, you got no sophistication.
And they got on his ass. Who the fuck you think you are?
Where'd you work at this CTA. Time?
CTA. Yeah, we were the only minority, see, so we used to cluster together because the boss, the guy we had was a Nazi.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We used to call him the Colonel. You have a Colonel Klink.
Yeah.
There was a show on TV called Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, I kind of remember.
Yeah, have you ever seen that on the rerun? It was funny. It was a good show. And there was a guy named Colonel Klink, and he was like a dumbass, but he was a Nazi. You know? So they called him the two Colonel Klink. And the motherfucker would walk, and you'd hear him a mile away. I said, you got to turn the plate, motherfucker. Because he used to like to want to fuck with us.
Yeah.
You know, take shit away from us. Education, would send us to classes.
Yeah.
I finally laid into that motherfucker one day. But anyway, that's another story.
That's another. You know, tell it, bro. So, yeah. No but time.
So come back, and then we had, was it Ryan? Oh, then Chuck. Norris Evans, he was kind of like a good old boy from Arkansas, a farm boy. Nice heart, really a nice guy. Really a nice guy, but he's funny as hell. He talked like Arkansas. Right shit.
Yeah.
And where you going? Right shit. Where the fuck is right shit? Right shit, motherfucker. Okay, Norris. But he was a nice man, really a nice guy. And another ladies, man. He had women up the ass. You know, all the black chicks would go after his kid. After Jimmy, too. Jimmy was the player. Now, Jimmy, he was the player and the con man. Jimmy Griffin. We call him Griff. I said, yeah, that's a good name. Grifter motherfucker.
Yeah.
He can't keep me. Yeah, shut up. He was my friend. And,
he was my friend. Yeah. He was a good con man. He was my friend.
Oh, yeah.
He was my best friend. He was a con man.
I'm telling you some schemes, man. I'm telling you. He came up with a scheme one time. Said, what are you doing now, Jimmy?
So what are you doing?
He said, help me break this hand, man. What are you doing? Listen, this motherfucker.
He was sitting up nice thinking his game. So he came up with this idea. One day he came up with this idea. He was going to put an ad in the paper. Alright? How to become a millionaire with no money invested.
So
check this out. So his theory was this. He was going to take out an ad. And the ad would say, how to become a millionaire with minimum investment. Send, I think it was $1, or send $5.
Send $5
for the complete roadmap to becoming a millionaire. Right? And people would actually send their money. It's a fuel box, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Holy shit.
I said, they're sending money, $5. So, by law, if you say you're going to send plans, plans on how to become rich, you got to send the plan. So the plan was, take out
the plan.
The plan was, he's telling people for $5. For $5.
Tell me what he was doing to them.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Pulls to his record. About a month into it, he made about. He must have made close to $1,000. He says, you motherfucker.
And the postal inspector kept looking for his
ass. You own this box. They busted him. That's mail fraud, man. You can't be doing that shit.
It's mail fraud, man. You can't be doing that.
I mean, just shit like that. He come up with shit. I said,
in the fucking gameplay, he was so the fuck he was doing to him.
Then his mother-in-law. His mother-in-law.
How did that?
She was an old lady. And she taught. She had a. She was retiring. But her lifetime, she was, she used to teach how to make ceramics, you know, like flower vases, you know, made out of ceramic. And in her house, she had, in her garage, she had these two kilns, like fucking ovens. She had all the equipment there, and all the molds and different shit. So Jimmy said, man, come on. So I got an idea. We worked with another lady whose husband owned a flower shop.
How old were you at this time? What year was this?
125.
Alright, so about 74, 75.
Yeah,
this is like, come on, get an idea.
It was like right around the time my dad passed away. I was like 25 and just got married.
So you guys got an idea?
Yeah, I'm up and coming now. So Jimmy come up and says, let's go make some ceramics.
Let's go make some ceramics.
What the fuck you know about ceramics? What's talking about? Come on, man. So all three of us went over there, and we used to go at night. And we stayed till midnight, man, just making ceramics. I'll tell you what, we were making some nice pieces. Real pretty. Learned how to make fucking ceramics. Still all fucking that bullshit.
Grown ass bitch.
Yeah, and we're making ceramics.
So what did you do? Turn around and sell them?
Yeah, we turned around and sold them at this one lady says, I'll take whatever you can make for me. And she said, well, can you make me this? Can you make that? We'd make it. Problem is, we only got one outlet.
Yeah.
So I told Jimmy, I said, come on, man, we gotta hit the streets. I says, we gotta go to different flower shops, gift shops, shit like that. Hallmark cards, card shops, place like that. Well, they're not gonna deal with you. They deal with companies that are established. Even though the pieces were good quality.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to the flea markets and sell that shit. So we set up tables. We made a couple $100 a weekend.
Nice.
A piece. A two of us. But it got to the point where he didn't want to go anymore. I said, what the fuck you dragging me into this shit, man? Come on. So I was the only one doing it. But he come up with all kinds. I can't even remember some of the bullshit he come up with.
Was the earliest scam that you remember pulling off? Like...
He had a scam going.
No, you, like yours.
Me, I didn't do that shit. But no, he had this guy named Albert Lane. He got a scam going for the city of Chicago.
Scamming the whole fucking city.
Scamming the city, yeah. And they were doing allegedly programming services. And they were charging the city, like, at the time, like $25 an hour. And they would go around to the junior college, and they hire these fucking kids, and they'll say, hey, come here, I want to teach you a program. So they teach them how to program. The kids would do the programming. These guys wouldn't do shit, and they pay the kids like $5 an hour, and back to $20 an hour. So at that catch me scamming motherfucker. Man, what? I'm gonna fuck with bitches. fuck my bitch, you know. And check this motherfucker out. His wife, her cousin, her uncle, there used to be a company called Johnson Products. It was blacks. They made FOG, all this fucking shampoo for the brothers. Hair products. And they were millionaires. And this crazy motherfucker, their uncle says, Jimmy, come and work for us, learn the business so you can help us run it. I said, you stupid motherfucker.
You stupid motherfucker.
They're like millionaires. Right? I said, you stupid, why'd you get it? Man, fuck the motherfucker. If I do that, the image I can't fuck around with my old lady.
You can't fuck around at all.
I want my bitches. I said, because he's, I mean, he had women like you won't believe. Fucking everybody. I said, man, you think I'm get you in trouble.
You think I'm get you in
trouble. Yeah, there was all kinds of shit. I mean, I don't even remember that shit. But I'll tell you, at the time, they had scams going. No, the only thing I had was, I used to legitimately buy things and sell them. You know, like, he helped me a little bit with the leathers, because he introduced me to the brothers in the black neighborhood, where I used to get leathers from, I don't think you remember them, but Teresa Escobar, they were the fathers from my mother and my father.
Kinda.
Yeah, you don't remember. She had no television, but she was on TV. Radio. That was the one I listened to, the Mexican. Mm-hmm. She was on there for a long time, a DJ. And then she had her own community service talk show on TV. And they used to love me a lot. And her brother, I used to hang out with him. They used to bring him for the summer. So I became friends with her brother. And her brother ended up marrying a girl in Mexico that her father owned a leather factory. So through that connection, he would sell me leathers for $25, $35 at the most. And he'd ship them to O'Hare, you know, and I would go pick them up. And then I would sell them to the boutiques, the brothers. Back in the day, that was like a real popular thing, going to these boutiques and going there. It's like a store that sells the suits to the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have chains, they just had one or two.
Yeah.
So Jimmy introduced me to some of the guys he knew, and then we started selling that shit. And then what we couldn't sell, we'd go to the post office on paydays, to the main post office. Catch the brothers before he went to the bar. And there was, Nino used to work there too. And so we'd sit there with a trunk of our car and sell that. So we'd have one scam and run. And we sell them for, you know, whatever we can get over $25. You know, $50, $60.
Yeah.
So we could do that. And then the tires, I always had my friend.
Tires?
Yeah. I told you about my neighbor, the guy Freddie Brown, that ran into the funeral home.
Yeah.
And Berkeley was telling you about that, where they were racing. And Freddie went into the funeral home.
Oh, I wasn't there for that. He was telling Pete that.
Yeah. You went to the funeral home, you crashed into him, knocked the whole building down. We're like, what the fuck? So Freddie, he was a part-time undertaker, and then a part-time tire retailer. So he used to sell me tires for like $5, $10 a piece above what he got them for.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and sold to the brothers for like double. So that was kind of a scam. And they still got a good deal because tires are marked up.
Yeah.
You know, you get better. In those days, you can get like a good tire for like $10. Brand new, I mean, good tires. 15 for premiums. And then you go to the store, they charge you like five times as much.
Yeah.
For a tire. So I decided I had to undercut that. So I went to Freddie. He was in the ghetto. And I just had to pick up the tires and sell them to people. I sell a set of tires for $160. And I pay maybe 80.
Double the money?
Yeah. So you double your cash. I did that for one. And then I had the car deal. I'd buy cars. cars. Used cars for $400. Turn them around as fast as I could. Clean them up.